5:31 outside. I'm Susan Saunders. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be with you until noon. Again, Mark Strauss, recovering from unexpected medical stuff, and he will be back with us before you know it. But in the meantime, following my show today, you have the love and attention of Dave Ramsey. Here's some great news. You want to win front row tickets to Kenny Rogers at Grossinger Motors Arena. Today is your day to text in and win. That show is December 7th. Today's the 5th, so that means it's Thursday. So you have to text in the word gambler to 51879. That's all you do. Open up your smartphone, hit that text function where you would normally put the phone number. You put 51879. And then the word you text in is the message is gambler. The winner will be drawn today in the 4 o'clock hour to find out who's sitting front row to see Kenny Rogers from 1230 WJBC. Great doings happening on the show today, including Jay Tetzloff from the Miller Park Zoo coming in and talking animal stories. But I'm very pleased to have with us Pamela Deaton. She is a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets, which is a national company where you work as an advisor helping people on health insurance. Yes?
Yes.
And we talked briefly last week when we ran into one another. Full disclosure, I've known Pam for a long time. I remember when you started this job, and it was how many years ago that you got into the insurance world?
About 16.
And 16 years ago, did people understand why you were working independently to sell insurance, or was it kind of hard to explain what you do?
It was kind of hard back then because not as many people bought individual insurance plans.
Things have changed, and now they are. And I have discovered that a lot of people are getting these incredible increases in their personal policies if you're not using one that's provided by your company or getting one that is part of Medicare and Medicaid. There is a big chunk of the population that doesn't realize that we are still using, as of this moment, the Affordable Care Act. So how busy are you right now, Pamela?
Well, I'd say I'm working about 100 hours a week right now.
Are people calling you for the first time having never used an insurance agent, consultant, or are you working with return customers who are saying, I don't like the plan I had last time and I need to change it?
I'm getting both. And I'm still getting quite a few people that don't understand what the Affordable Care Act is.
Well, why don't we start there at the beginning? From the politics perspective, we can all have differences of opinion of whether or not that particular program should exist. But right now it does exist.
Correct.
And if it can save me money, I want to learn more. And my husband, for example, he's a guy that doesn't work for a corporation. He's a contractor of sorts. So if he wasn't lucky enough to be married to me and be on my insurance, he'd be buying insurance in the regular marketplace. And I'm hearing astronomical figures of what people are paying. What are some of the costs right now in 2017 to be on an individual insurance plan?
Oh, gosh. It can go anywhere from zero if you're using the Affordable Care Act laws in the correct manner, $2,500 a month. I mean, I'm getting everything in between.
And even the $2,000 and $2,500 a month plans, do those still include those really big deductibles where you have to pay thousands of dollars out of pocket before anything is covered?
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, of course, the ACA mandates include all the wellness stuff is covered 100% up front.
Now, what does that mean? What's covered?
So, like colonoscopy.
Okay.
Everybody wants to get that done.
Sure they do. I'm signing up for one as soon as I'm done with the show.
Yeah. Mammograms, pap smears, annual physicals, childhood immunizations. Things like that are covered before any deductibles have to be met.
Fantastic. See, my plan is different. I have a corporate plan, which reduces my premium by a lot, and I'm grateful for it. But we have a large deductible. It's $5,000 out of pocket before my husband and I get anything covered, unless it's our one wellness exam a year. And it does include my mammogram and I didn't know my colonoscopy, but now I will go get one scheduled. So all of that being said, what can we do right now to lower people's insurance if they're buying individually? What can you do to help them?
Well, there's a few things. So there's a lot of myths out there. So when the Affordable Care Act started, the federal poverty level numbers were a lot lower than they are today. So I run into a lot of people that went to the website or an agent 3 or 4 years ago when it first came out and said, oh, you're ineligible, you make too much money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, every year that number increases. So, for example, a single person making $48,000 last year or more did not qualify for a tax credit.
Okay.
This year that person, if they're making less than $51,000, does. So they'll save thousands in health premiums.
That's a big amount. Now, are we still going to a website to see if we're eligible? Is that still a thing we can do? Because the new administration isn't as forthcoming about details about the ACA.
Yep. You can use healthcare.gov, and that's what I use to sign everybody up. So I use it myself.
How does that work when you get credits? Does that mean I'm paying less monthly, or am I just getting a bigger tax refund when it's time for me to file?
You can do either one. It depends on the situation. Usually for my self-employed people, because they're not quite sure what their income is going to be at the end of the year, sometimes we just wait to get the refund at the end of the year. But you still have to enroll in it to get the refund, because if you go directly to their to the carrier's website, you will not, even if you qualify.
Interesting. So you got to go through the government website. All right. So you help these people through the process. Does it cost me to go to a person like you? And again, this is Pamela Deaton. She works for a national company called Health Markets, selling insurance. Do you only sell health insurance, or do you sell other kinds of insurance?
I do dental, vision, life, you know, anything to insure a person.
Okay. But you're not going to insure my car or my house?
Correct.
Just checking. When people come to you, am I paying you a fee, or how does that work?
No, I get paid by straight commissions from all the insurance carriers that I represent, and I have 120 carriers. So, you know, I get from Humana or Blue Cross or Aetna or Cigna.
Are you allowed to get us insurance from all of those different places, or here in the state of Illinois, do we only have a certain number that we can choose from using the Affordable Care Act?
Using the Affordable Care Act in central Illinois, we only have Blue Cross and Health Alliance to pick from.
Are those pretty decent companies in what they're offering?
They are, and there's still a good variety.
And what are some of the price tags you're hearing for them? Are they outrageous? Are they middle of the road, or are they above average?
They didn't have much of a rate increase this year.
Well, that's good.
That was nice. I'd say less than 18% is what we saw across the board. And if you are making about the same as you were last year, income-wise, but you're a year older, your tax credits went up this year. So you're paying less.
So how much money can I save if I decide to get that tax refund? How much money can it be?
Oh, my gosh, thousands. I saved a farmer family last week, $15,000.
That's a large chunk of money.
Yeah, $15,000, I about passed out.
There were some commercials that were playing in the last couple of weeks talking about timelines to be able to register for the Affordable Care Act benefits. What timelines are we in right now? Have we missed the boat?
No. So Illinois is kind of lucky. Ours is actually... If you're already part of the exchange, we all lost our plan this year and we had to pick a new one. So we actually have till February 28th to re-enroll.
What do you mean we lost our plan?
So most of us, the insurance carriers had to change their plans to accommodate the new laws moving forward with the Affordable Care Act. So we all had to pick a new plan. So if we were already part of the Affordable Care Act and we're in that group, we actually have till February 28th to re-sign up again.
So we got all the time in the world.
Yeah.
But if
newbies
need...
have December 15th.
Okay. That was going to be my question. And maybe you've never signed up for it before.
Right.
Now, we talked about a limit of $51,000 if you're an individual person, meaning you've got nobody else in your household. What happens if I'm married and I've got some kids? Do those income limits rise?
That's correct. So let's say I think it's 86,000 is family of three, maybe 120. You're looking at families of five. So it's pretty significant. And like I said, those numbers went up again this year. So people that couldn't get the tax credit last year most likely can still get it this year, and their rates are going to be probably cut in half.
All right. Now, Pam, I don't know if you've noticed, but there are a lot of people in Congress that are trying to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Should that happen sometime before the end of the year, will that affect any programs that you're signing up for right now?
I don't think so. Well, that would be pretty fast forward since it's a federal law. But when you sign up for insurance, you're signing a contract. So the insurance plan that you sign up for will be good for the full year. Because we also have state laws that we have to abide by. So I couldn't imagine the insurance companies having to hurry up and schedule new plans and get it approved by the state of Illinois in a week.
Now, I have been very lucky that I've been working for the same company, even though it's had different names, seven different names, as a matter of fact, since I started here. But I've always had a company policy. So let's go back in time a little bit, 15 years ago, when people were buying insurance before even the creation of the Affordable Care Act, before we were getting discounts and people were just kind of left on their own to do their own thing. Was it more affordable then?
That's kind of a loaded question. That's a hard question to ask. Okay, premium-wise, yes. The premiums were lower then. The plan types were different. So it's hard to say. So I could go meet with a family, and let's say a family of five, and they were paying $350 a month for health insurance. But they didn't include, you know, wellness, They didn't include maternity. I mean, you could opt to add that stuff back. Mm-hmm. But once you started adding all that those types of coverages back, your premiums are about what we're paying today.
Okay.
So it just that's a hard question to ask.
I understand. But it's a question that everybody's scratching their head and trying to figure out. Do I root for the ACA to be repealed or do I not? What is your personal opinion? You're in the insurance place.
You know what? I see the good and bad on both. There are a lot of options out there for people that don't want to be participate in the Affordable Care Act, like, mm-hmm. you know, Christian-based organizations have self-insured plans that are available.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And, you know, catastrophic coverage, very, very affordable. So there are other alternative options out there, you know, joining a group or...
Now, can you help? I know small business owners were offered this potential that you'd be able to get company size discounts even though you're an individual company of two people. But if you got together with another company that was about your same size and then you founded some other friends, suddenly you're a group and you've got a little more buying power. Is that still true?
Yeah, in Illinois, we can't do that currently.
Okay.
But, I mean, I meet with a dentist office, you know, next week and they're all buying individual policies. But none of them, they're all over the limit what they can get for the, you know, tax credit for the Affordable Care Act.
Mm-hmm.
So making a group's going to save them money.
Ah, and they didn't realize that.
Correct, because 3 or 4 years ago, that was not the case.
Okay.
Again, things are changing, and there's a lot of options out there that people are not aware of.
What's the most amazing thing that you wish people knew when it came to purchasing insurance, whether it be individually or for a business?
Well, I just wish that they would leave their politics and opinions out of the Affordable Care Act. It's here to stay. I mean, I really think it's here to stay. And they need to use it to their advantage. I mean, I wouldn't pay $20,000 a year to an insurance company just because I'm upset mm-hmm. about what's going on, you know, when you could be paying $3,000.
If they decided to repeal it, we would need something to replace it. I know those are a lot of buzzwords that are used. Do you think there's a potential of anything coming that could be better? Have you looked at any scenarios that if you were in politics, you would suggest?
Okay. What the only thing that I see is people a little over 100,000, you know, families making a little over 100,000 are kind of left out of it.
Like mom and dad are making $50,000 a piece
and they're not getting a tax credit. And
right.
then, yes, their premiums are $2,000 a month, $14,000 deductibles.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we'd had more options for them.
Because that's middle class now.
It is.
It sounds like you're making a ton of money when you're like, my household makes $100,000. That's barely middle class because of the amount of money you're losing in taxes and having to pay in child care if you're supporting a family and,
yeah, I mean, that's
and
almost,
insurance costs. That's
yeah.
a lot.
It's almost $40,000 a year just in, you know, if you met your deductible and your insurance premiums. I mean, now you're back to $60,000 a year.
Again, it's 1021 here at WJBC, and we're talking with Pamela Deaton. And you're doing a great job, by
Thank
the way,
you.
Of explaining everything about getting insurance. Again, you told us that if you've never been in the Affordable Care Act program, you've never investigated it before, you can call Pam, and she can help you through it. And it's not going to cost you anything to talk to Pam. Her phone number is 309-336-1230. We at WJBC approve your phone number, 336-1230. And can they find you online as well? Is there a website that's easy to find you?
Yep. Healthmarkets.com and then /Pamela S. Deaton.
Okay. But the big question I have is if there's anything that could be done from the insurance carriers to help us in the future, whether we're on the Affordable Care Act or not. I've been told that we need more competition among the insurance providers.
Yeah.
That they need to be able to let us as consumers have more choices, and the only way that'll happen is crossing state lines. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, that's kind of another tricky question because, again, we've got the federal regulations, and each state has their own regulations.
Right.
So crossing lines is hard because you have, let's say, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa,
mm-hmm.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. If they have to follow the same federal guidelines, and then if Blue Cross of Iowa comes in to sell in Illinois, they have to follow the same Illinois guidelines as Blue Cross of Illinois, it's really not competitive because now you're back to the same-o, and they're not going to compete with each other.
Correct.
So there probably has to be a few more laws to change for that to happen. It sounds great, but I don't know how much it would work.
Because we're seeing less and less choices in the insurance world, no matter what state you live in. But just out of curiosity, when you saw that headline, and maybe you didn't, CVS is trying to buy Aetna, which is a major insurance provider. And we know them as our corner pharmacist, where you can also buy some makeup or wine while you're in the store.
Right.
I'm at CVS all the time. When I saw that headline, and again, the deal hasn't been approved. There could be antitrust laws that could prevent it. But their proposal is they want to make their pharmacies more competitive with other pharmacies by selling you medical care, more than just a flu shot or a strep test. They actually want to put doctors in their pharmacies and have you be able to buy, I don't know if it'd be called an Aetna or a CVS insurance plan. Any thoughts on that? Have you seen those headlines?
I have not. And usually I get quite a few emails from Aetna and Coventry since I'm a representative
sure.
of them. But I think it's a great idea. Anything to help the consumer out and to, you know, spend less for, you know, less claims. I mean, it's just like taking your car in for an oil change. You don't file a claim for that.
No, if you could have just more over-the-counter services, that would be very
impressive
and get people out of the ERs into other medical clinics. I know there's a lot of a prompt care style places that are popping up all over the place. But this one I thought would be unique because they might have the ability to negotiate drug prices on a larger level with the providers. That sounds like a good thing.
I think it's
it?
A great idea.
You know, because they're not just the pharmacy middleman. Now they're also a competitor.
Yep.
So there's interesting things out there in the world. Will you come back and talk to us again?
Sure.
Because I'm sure there's some people that will have missed this conversation. And I will podcast it later today on my Susan Saunders section of WJBC.com podcast so we can share it. But as we get closer to that next deadline in February, maybe we'll catch some new folks with some questions. Can you come back
Sounds
and
good.
Say hey?
I sure can.
All right. Again,
thank you,
Pamela
Susan.
Deaton, great information today. She works for Health Markets, supplying health care and Medicare information and small group life insurance and supplemental insurance. 336-1230 is her number. Again, that is a number we really approve of here at WJBC.